So, all right, we left off with Rava, right? Rava. Okay. So, what was the question by Rava? Rava says this is not an issue at all of Sreifa Shvira, right? He says that's not the issue. Right? Rather, what's the issue? The issue is Hefsek Kachim. You guys remember what's Hefsek Kachim?
Sanctified thing.
What is that? Come on. What does that mean? What Weiss wants to say, I think, deep inside, is that there's two ways they can look understand the bone and the marrow. I can either say they're two different substances, right? That's one way to look at it. There's bone and there's marrow, right? So what I do with the bone has nothing to do with the marrow. Or I could say, no, there is something, we kind of discussed this before, there is something, remember by the brain's case, there is something, there's a relationship here, right? What's the bone doing for the marrow? What's it doing? It's housing. It's holding it. It holds the marrow in place. There's a functional relationship. So there is a functional relationship. Maybe there is a mechanism that they're tied to each other. Okay, now what? But Feder says, even 1 second, Feder's like, but so what's the issue of Rabbanan? Okay, let's start with the premise. The marrow is very unique, right? because marrow sits in this like this netherworld of, on the one end, you guys sense this before, it has an idea of being ochal, right? How does it become ochal, so to speak? If you designate it, but it's also what? It's also. It's also like other parts of the korban, yeah. Right? So this tension is something we've been dealing with all along. On the one end, you could say that if I look at this as what do you call it? Like I normally look at a korban. When you see a korban, you see parts, right? For instance, let's take you know this, right? Like when a person exactly.
There are parts of the korban that are designated for the kohen. They're not really like for the regular people. And then there's the basar that regular people can eat for shlamim. And then there's parts that are just burned in the mizbeach, the varm. And then there's so.
That's good. So if you look at the korban as like as the shok and the chazay as different components, right? Different components. So then what do you call it? Then there's every reason in the world to separate out the marrow from the bone, because we know what would make them different. Because the bone is what? The bone is. A bone, and the marrow has what in it? Both properties of, let's say, basar and something else, right? But you can see them being separate.
So it's components versus function of a view.
No, but right. But now, okay. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is no. There's another way you can look at it. You can look at it through the lens of ochel. This thing is ochel.
Right.
If you look in so far as ochel is concerned, then you can start bringing in things like functional relationship, because you can look at the etzem now. In other words, this is what changes. If the moach has a property of ochel in it, then I can say the etzem itself in some way is related to that phenomenon. And I can only say that relationship is functional if I look at it through the lens of it being ochel.
Then that's the primary thing.
Exactly. If you don't have that relationship, if you don't see it as a dubber shalachila, then the relationship makes no sense. That's why I asked it for, what's the address of the functional relationship? First step is, recognize there's a functional relationship between the marrow and the bone. Next step is, okay, who cares? Why is that important? Oh, but if you look into the category of ochel, meaning its functional relationship is because this thing's a food. That's how it's functional. If I look at it as like, think of it like, if I ask you on the surface, right, what's the difference between the gzera of, let's make it similar to abaye. The difference between abaye's gzera, right? What's abaye's gzera?
That it's the pekka, that it's going to break the...
Right, so I can't burn a hole in the bone because what's going to happen is going to cause a fracture somewhere else. Now the Gemara says, look at the language. The Gemara says, if that's true, right? Mibod yom nami, gzerod yom, atum shecha shecha. So the same format would apply there. But it's very funny because if I ask you, what's the address of the gzera of shviras etzem during midday or during the day? What's that address? Well, the first one's talking about, let's say, something in the substance, right? Or excuse me, the action. I can't do this action, right? Meaning, what's happening if I go ahead and burn a hole in the what do you call it in the
mirror, which is an action that you're wearing.
Right. In other words, one seems to be much more based on action, like the action of Sreifa. That's not what's happening by Mibod Yom. What's happening by Mibod Yom? What's there?
Not this one itself.
Okay, in other words, if I ask you, are those comparable? Would you be able to derive, I'll ask you a question. Can you derive the gzera of Mibod Yom from the gzera of burning a hole in the bone?
It doesn't seem so, because Mibod Yom is focused on the improper time.
Good, okay, that's my
just
point.
Extending what we had to another Zman.
What do you mean?
This gzera.
The issue of Rabbanan is that I cannot go ahead and do an action of burning a hole in the bone. Okay, why? Because it'll lead to what? It'll lead to an actual breaking of the bone. Right, everyone says, so that's something we'll call it an action-based phenomenon. If I do action A, it's going to lead to result B, right?
Well, that's not really action-based, that's totah-based, no?
That's just saying consequence, but it comes from an action. Right? Okay. But then the Gemara says, but you could derive from that what? You could derive from that that I can't break the bone, right, during the afternoon. Because what happens if I break the bone during the afternoon? What's that going to lead me to do?
Break it at night.
But that's not the same thing as the Sreifa one. That's more like Zman or Nihug or something else. Like the address is different. So the question is there a way we could unify it and say there's one overarching idea and they could derive the Xeras like this? You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
From,
in other words,
both at the same time?
Yeah, no, both from the same. Like, there's an underlying concept that ties the two Xeras together because they seem to be addressing two different things. One's addressing an action, right? This specific type of action. The other one's saying it's like a Nihug. Like, if a guy does it during earlier in the day, he's going to end up messing up at night. Right, they seem to be very unrelated, but the Gemara is derived one from the other. By Abaye, what I want to pause by Abaye is that when you do Sreifa, what is that really? What is it really? Okay, so then. Okay, so good. So the Shvira that I do, right, Mibod Yom, is just like the Shvira I would do by Sreifa, because
it's not incorporating the Maisa Chila.
Good. That's what I would say.
So they're both Shvira with the Psoel.
Wait, can you?
That's oversimplifying it, but that's what I would say. That's what I would say. I say that's what they share in common, meaning there's a reality of Shvira that I do Mibod Yom, right? We'll call it defective, right? Why is it defective? Because it's Manachia, it hasn't come into existence yet. But there is something there. That's what they share in common. So if in my reading of Nami, that's how I learn how to buy
it.
Not Rapapa's case. Okay, remember, what do we keep doing? Come on, I keep making this analogy. What do we keep doing? We keep narrowing it. Right, very good, right? We keep narrowing it. So that was what Papa say. So every degree is what?
That's all
What? No. Which case, right. So every degree is me durabanan, I cannot break the bone when? At, what do you call it, during the day. I can't do that. Everyone agrees with that. Rather what? Oh, sorry, my time, huh?
My time was reason. L'orta mitzi.
What does that mean?
The night is...
Yeah, it's going to be appropriate. I'm going to be able to eat at night. Right. So since I'm going to be able to eat at night, since the ability to eat it... Right, good. Since the object will now be roy, will be able to be consumed at nighttime, so then Shira Sesam should apply it before that zman comes into existence. Everyone agrees with that idea. So then what's the nafka mina case? Okay, so what's that case?
That...
A leg. What do you mean? Aver, leg, limb. Pick the leg. She yatsa miksaso. So some of it. So here, look. This is the wall of Jerusalem. Okay? So what do? You're a funny guy. You take the leg and you poke half of it out. Okay? So half's out, half's in. But don't ask about the what do you call it? What's the status of the part that's part of the wall itself? That's a separate question. Let's make it simple because I'm surprised no one asked that. But anyway, just say... There's out of wall, not out of wall. Okay. Right. So, okay. Sure. Exactly. Go. What do you mean it's kosher?
That part's your fire.
Okay. So I have. Think of the bone split in half. Okay. But not physically. Right. Conceptually. Okay. So now this part that's inside the wall is still kosher. Correct. Right, so it's still kosher. So therefore, since it's still kosher, what are we going to say?
Shvira
Satsum. We'll apply. What's the other side? Amad Amar.
Roy Lachila. The one says it goes by if it's Roy Lachila. I love Barachila.
Right. Now, what is that? Now, look at Rashi.
What?
Look at Rashi. Start with high Nami kosher. Oh, sorry. Eber Shatsum Iksasa. Look at Eber Shatsum.
Outside the wall of Yerushalayim.
Everyone, that's an important point, right? I know everyone saw this when they prepared, right?
Of course.
When the limb gets stuck out, so what do you do now? So again, here, do I have to draw this?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
V'tzarech lachtoch es hayotzei. You got to cut off the outside part. You got to cut that thing off. Okay. All right. Now the Gemara. So Rashi says, "Hi, Nami kosher."
Sharei hapnimi kosher. That the inside part is kosher. By Rehu.
Okay, so follow the logic here, right? So I have this bone, right? Now, what do I have to do now in order to be able to consume it?
Be over.
So careful. I have to break it, right? But this side's kosher to eat, right? This side's kosher to eat.
Break it? Why can't you just eat it?
Can't. Take that as an axiom, okay? So Rashi says he's going to break it, but over mishum lo tishkurubo. Ella, what does he do? Chosech. Because you can't do that, so what do you do?
Until you get to the bone.
The proc.
The
chosech. So I can't do that. I can't break it. That'd be a problem because I'm over the Isser.
Right.
So what do I do instead?
Shave off the meat.
That's what I was going to say. You just grab a marker and just like...
Okay, so what do I do instead? Shave off the meat, meaning what? So let, again, this is the
part
point.
Which is outside.
We're going to say this is the point here, right here.
Yeah.
Okay? We'll call this the point.
All right, you got to make a little bone in the middle of it.
Yeah, because we need to see where it looks like.
No, all right, whatever, that's not what I meant.
Okay. Whatever, okay. Yeah, so what do you do?
That is the bone.
You shave off all the meat on it until all you have left is the bone.
Okay, so what do I do, I got meat over here, right? All this meat.
Oh, I see.
Because okay. You can't eat that.
So what do I do?
You just take off all that.
I take off all the meat. Yeah. Okay.
Of a whole bone?
No.
This is like after
on the outside
it, right?
One. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Question of
how the outside one.
Yeah, because the outside one is
possible.
You're
cutting off something that
okay.
You
don't
get to eat.
Right? And so what does that allow me to do? Okay. Well, is that ever good, Ross? I thought you guys did the facts. Ross, say I want to make sure Ross has a possibility what the facts mean.
You shave off the outside meat so that you can eat the inside.
No.
You shave off the what inside meat?
I mean, I stayed inside.
Yeah. Meaning that part of the meat is outside, part of the meat's inside. So you shave the meat outside, and then you eat the inside part.
Right, so the inside part he can still eat.
Yes.
So what does he do? Chosech ach, you cut until you get to the, again, the meat off, until you get to the joint, okay?
Right.
That's where I drew that line over there. The kol vach magil, the prak, the chosech, then you cut. Okay?
Right. Which could mean either way.
Shave it off, then you cut?
Shave it off.
You cut the meat
can't break the bone.
Yeah.
Right.
So you do everything but break the bone.
So high lav bar akila. The makam shvira inu roi la akila. So at the place where it's broken, it's not roi for akila. Avo iver shayatza kulo, but a limb that the whole thing was taken out of the wall. The hainu haiso lo shas.
What does it mean to say even makam shvira inu roi la akila? What does that mean? Literally, I mean, I can translate that. Right, in the place of the break, right? Right, it is not good to eat. What does that mean? Aval Eber Sheyatza Kula, but let's say the whole bone was stuck outside the walls. What does Rashi say? So it was kosher for a period of time, and now the whole thing became pasul. Dechulayama. So everyone agrees there'll be no shvirat tzatzim. So again, if I took this limb, right, and put the whole limb outside the wall, is there any shvirat tzatzim there?
No.
Right, there's no issue for
right.
So what's the
muscle and not Raila
Hila. So what's the nafkam in here? I mean, what's the what are the two sides?
It's like a whole parts kind of question.
Let's make sure. I'm gonna make sure everyone has the facts. Does everyone have the facts down?
Wait, when you say outside meat, you're talking of
it's not Raila Hila.
Raila Hila, and that goes.
It should fit in. Anyway, what do you call it? Rebbe says no. Rebbe says that Shira Tesem only applies where this has been consistent all along.
Yeah.
It only applies where I can eat korban. So at the place where I break it, right, this place over here, going back to my original line, right, according to Rebbe, this is fine. Because what am I doing? I'm breaking off the part that I can't eat and retaining the part I can eat. Why would the minister Shriya Setsam? Right? But according to the other side says no. Whether it's the outside or the inside, and this is, I don't care, the removal of meat's irrelevant.
Okay.
What he's saying is that whether it's outside, inside, Shriya Setsam applies for the whole thing. Okay?
That's Rashi.
Rashi's explanation. Shvira Tzatzim applies to the whole thing. Shvira Tzatzim, no. Shvira Tzatzim, yes.
Wait, so according to the side that says that Shvira Tzatzim applies to the question, you don't need his...
That's fine. Kedisanya, it turns out he's got a proof. I read that 2 days ago, right? Rabbi Shmuel Menosho, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Omer, Eiver.
Eiver Shvira Tzatzim is also a Ein vel mishum Shvira Tzatzim.
Right. Good news. Okay, there's a price that supports that. Now, Rav Sheshes.
Rav Sheshes Bray Derav, Evi Amar. Koki Hai Gavna, everyone's like this case. Koi Alma, Ein Bo Mishum Shvira Tzatzim.
So everyone agrees, there's no Shvira Tzatzim. Everyone agrees. In other words, don't let this man have been a mistake, but we'll say. Don't, what do you call it? Remember, Rav Sheshes now is coming along and saying the way Rav Papa's learning is incorrect.
Yeah.
Meaning that everyone agrees that there is no prohibition of breaking the bone that applies to the limb that's halfway out, halfway in. Right? Why? Deha Eiver. Right, because
it's possible.
Right, what does that mean? The Aver itself is possible.
Meaning
the whole thing. What does that mean? We mean the whole thing. Yeah. There's a reason why the Chulei case here is a very good case. The case of slicing off the meat. I'm agreeing with you guys about the fact that the bone's a unit, but I think there's a good contrast here, which makes the Maskana easier to understand. Which is that there's if what the Gemara is saying and what Tanakhama is first telling you is that. We have an Isser Shvira Tzatzim. Remember, according to Rebbe, it's easy because Rebbe's going to hold. It's tied to the Maisa Chila. That's it. So Rebbe just has actions, right? But according to Tanakhama in this version, so what I understand you would say, The bone is what? The bone is, bones are units, right? Bones are units, but not the meat. Meat is not. Meat is a substance phenomenon, right? And in fact, that's a good point, because all along Tanakama is always differentiating between the meat and the bone. He's looking at Shvira Setzem as a separate thing. So if we look at what meat is and what bone is, so you see that meat is it lends itself to being
substantive.
Well, let's say like parts, so to speak, or what's the word I'm looking for? Not just substance, but it doesn't lend itself to any discrete. No discrete parts to it. Whereas bones, sure.
Yeah. There's kosher meat and there's not kosher meat.
Like, but the bones themselves are units. That's what bones are. Yeah. You don't say, like, think about it. If you say, like, your bone, you never say,
this part's
for me.
Right. Nor do you say, oh, look, I have two bones in front of me now.
Right.
No, I'm serious. You would never say that, right? You would never say, look, I broke your arm bone, but now I have two arm bones. Right. You don't. You say, what? I'm saying that's the nature of how we relate to bones. What? But meat, you wouldn't say that. If I no offense, but if I took a chunk of Ellie's meat of his flesh off, right? I say half of it. I wouldn't call that the same thing, right? You know what I mean? I'm saying that's what it is. I mean, think about it. Just
what's
so what's the maskana? What do you mean to say substance? I know what you're trying to say. That's why I brought the contrast in. Right. Because if you do look at it, even Tanakama agrees that there's some idea of achila here, right? So what if we say that when you say substance, just to flush that out, I think what you mean is that there's, in a sense, the meat and bone have a relationship to each other. And just the same way the meat is discrete little pieces of meat, so to speak, the bone that it's attached to, so to speak, has the same qualities of it. There's they affect each other. You understand? They affect each other.
It's an extension of the meat.
Exactly, right.
But how do they affect each other in regards to Shvira Etzem?
Case. So, Ela Shvira Etzem Binna.
Yeah.
See that? Binna. With Rosenthal knows, of course, right? Because we know, it's Torah says...
Oh, wait, which one is it?
I was always darshing out as an incomplete roasting. So the Gemara says, Ikabanayo. Incomplete roasting, right? Incomplete roasting. So the Gemara says, that's the difference between the two cases. Manda Amar. Right? So even though it hasn't been, I love these kasher puzzle things. This thing being roasted right now is on its way, so to speak, to being edible. Right. A kasher edible, right? So since that's the case, right? So it's kasher. Therefore, I can't do Sefira Setzem. Manda Amar, Royal Achila. But right now, if I stopped it, can I eat it? No, it's not royal achila. Okay? Everyone understand that? In other words, what's the case now? What's the nafkamina case? So I have my big korban Pesach on my spit, and it's roasting away. But it's not completed yet. So according to one side, it's incomplete, but Shvira Setzem still applies. Now, this is not the same thing as Mibod Yom, right? Remember, Mibod Yom was a Zman idea.
Say the same thing.
I don't think so.
Wait, why was it not kosher?
That is no fun.
No, I'm not
going to
say
it.
No, because the reason why you can't is because...
So we can tie everything together. Well, one more line. No. Kol ki agavna. Everyone agrees with Shvira Setzem by if the thing is incomplete roasted. My time, huh?
My time, the ha-fazi la-achila.
Right? But the matvile. Right? Because what could you do? This is a funny answer. Because what could you do? It is royal achila. What? Yeah, just let it finish. Like, this is, where's Burke? Who said he should take it off the, what do you call, spit? Just keep it on there. What a funny answer, right? What a funny answer. See, that proves, by the way, often, Burke, the Gemara takes up hypotheticals, but it's not considered very practical, because the Gemara's answer, the Gemara's hypothetical is, what's the case? The case is, I didn't roast it completely, right? So Tanakama says, okay, but it's still kosher, right? Even though I can't eat it right now, all right? Rebbe says, no, I can't eat it right now. So the Gemara says, no, everyone agrees, right, that Shvira Etzem applies. You know why Shvira Etzem applies to an incomplete roasting case? Because all you have to do is just let it roast to completion.
Talking about something theoretical.